This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
If you don't include people, then how can you expect them to make the organization better or contribute to innovation or any of those things? Yep. So I think it's a two-way street there. I think safety professionals can begin to seek out those opportunities, but beware that you might get rejections at first.
Sure, but that's the analogy that there's always a budget restriction when it's going right. There's no budget when it goes wrong.
There you go.
Yep. So there, where did that money come from? They have like a little box under the bed that they pull out. It's just that it's our perception, it's that narrative. Hence why a lot of work that we do, the reason why we stay in what I call the misery end of the market, where it's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Is because they will invest to learn when it's go wrong. And I think that's just whole notion of that value proposition. But if I think about the modern safety professional, we need to be seeing ourselves as facilitators of change. Mm-hmm. We need to see ourselves as being coaches of change and mentors of change. And what we need to do is we need to share those stories of change.
Yes.
And if we don't share those stories, how can the organization see the value? And when I say share, I'm not talking about putting up a poster and saying, I'm the world's greatest person. Yeah. That's not sharing. I'm talking about how can we, if we do a piece of work, we engage with a bunch of workers. When I run a learning team, I always ask, what did the workers learn from getting together? What did the organization learn from getting together? And what did I learn from the process? And that's what I share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that becomes the story of what we call operational learning. And I've been working with Jeff Lith, and we've come up with this thing we call the three L's about learning and sharing. And that when you share locally, you share lateral, across, and you share level up. And that sharing must be a deliberate action.
Yes.
And it's been really interesting how organizations, by taking it as a deliberate action, how it spreads. And I know it's, you know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but once sharing becomes a virus,
absolutely,
it becomes infectious. And then we all want to start sharing.
Well, exactly. And that's what happens when you share your story of when you become vulnerable and are willing to talk about your mistakes or your near misses. Then why, other people start to talk about it. It's contagious.